name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a Sunday, of course, but it's also a memory of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, the one that baptized Christ and many, many people. My beloved, you know, today is the first gospel for the Sunday this week. It was a young man came up to the Lord and said, teacher, good teacher, what do you do to make it to the kingdom of heaven? And the Lord said, what do you call me good? The only good one is the Lord. And of course, you know that he was and he is the Lord himself. But this is, he showed the great humility. And he says, well, do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not do many sins, love, respect your parents. And the young man said, I did all that since my youth. And then he said, what else do I need to do? And the Lord says, well, take and give away all your possessions that you have for the poor people. And the young man walked away very sad because he was very rich and he didn't want to give away everything. My beloved, what is the Lord is in the second gospel we heard, how St. John the Baptist was actually, you know, how it led to be him to be beheaded. The Herod, he had taken and put John into the prison. His wife wanted, actually it was, the wife was not a legal wife because St. John had told him he had no right to take away the wife from his brother and marry her. And so he, the Baptist was put in jail, and she wanted to kill him, but Herod didn't want to do that, but he still put him into jail. And so when he had his birthday, he made a big celebration over it, and called all his big people to him. And as they were celebrating and drinking a lot, and then all of a sudden comes brother's wife's daughter, and comes in and starts to dance. And she was dancing so much that she got everybody in the place all excited. And Herod liked it so much that he even said that you can ask me anything you want, and I'll give you even up to half of my kingdom. And of course the girl went to her mother and asked her, what should I ask, Herod? Because he promised me up to even half the kingdom. And the mother said, ask him to give you the head of St. John the Baptist. And she went in and told him that. But he was very saddened. He didn't want to do that. And what he did is, but because of his pride, and because he promised even to give her up to half a kingdom, because of all his people that were there, he had ordered that the head of St. John the Baptist be cut off. And the head was brought on the platter to the girl, and as she was going through the guests, St. John had spoken and reprimanded Herod again that he did the wrong thing by taking away the wife from his brother. And as the girl took the head to the mother didn't want to hear him saying anything, so used a nail or a sewing, I don't know how you call it, whatever, and she started to hit his tongues, his tongue so that he will not speak anymore. And then, of course, she threw him out in a very bad place, my beloved. But St. John the Baptist was trying to prepare people about the coming of the Lord. And of course, you know, he baptized the Lord himself. And when the Lord came and he recognized that he was the Son of God and the Messiah, and he said to him, no, you should be baptizing me. But the Lord says, no, you have to do what I'm telling you. Because he took all our sins, my sins and all your sins on himself, and he wanted to and be cleansed in the water, like baptized, the baptizer had confessed everybody that used to come. Of course, he didn't go through any confessions. He just got baptized, and after he got baptized, the Holy Spirit came on him in the form of a dove, and he heard a voice, St. John heard a voice, that this is my son, my beloved son, and they have to listen to him, my beloved. We have to learn something. We have to learn that our life here is very temporary. And as St. John the Kronstadt says, that it's like a day. When it's early in the morning, we're born, and then by the noontime, we become grown up, and then by the evening, we start to get very old, and then we have to, but the night, we have to die. And every one of us here, and it says in the Psalter, as you said, some people live to 70 or two, and maybe into the 80s, but with very difficulty, with all kinds of sicknesses is hitting us. But it's all for preparation, because the way to the kingdom of heaven is through narrow and thorny path, not through wide path. And we have to be grateful when we have sicknesses or sorrows or troubles, and we have to be grateful to the Lord and recognize that we're on the right track to the kingdom of heaven, because that's the thorny and the narrow way that leads us to the kingdom of heaven. And may the Lord help us and give us His grace, because only with His grace we can truly stop our sinning and start to live according to the Orthodox Church's teaching. And we need the grace of God. We can't rely on our own strength. But the grace of God, he will give us when he will see that we're humble. And so if somebody attacks you, somebody is very treating you very bad, don't respond to that, but take it in humility and in meekness, and even try to do good things to those people that do you bad, and that's to fulfill the law that the Lord said, that we have to love God with all our heart and mind and might, and our neighbors as ourselves, and also our enemies. And when we love our enemies and we see somebody sinning or somebody doing something bad, we should reprimand them, but not with anger, but we have to do it with meekness and with gentleness, and try to bring them out, and mainly try to pray for them that the Lord will forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And try to, if it's possible, try to explain to them, and again, in a meek way, that what they're doing is not so good, and they should change that. May God give you all the grace that the Lord is willing to give everybody, because He says, without me, you can do nothing. And so, we have to remember that. And we beg the Lord to give us the grace, for only through His grace we're able to save our souls. Amen. God bless you.